2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
If you see news or want to be a traffic tipster and it's safe to do so, let us know, please, on our Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, 57500. It is 4:15, and the three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Utah Museum of Natural History is showing off the new dinosaur unearthed in northeastern Utah. Allosaurus Jim Madsoni is named for the first state paleontologist in Utah. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, a woman in her 20s is dead after being hit by a wrong-way driver on I-215 in Holiday this afternoon. The freeway remains closed at this time. A traffic check is coming up. That's our biggest traffic trouble spot, brought to you by Retirement Planning for Mountain America Investment Services.
That's not expected to open for a little bit longer. Eastbound I-215 South belt the closure at 2300 East. Southbound I-15 starting to get a little busy and slow as you're going between 4500 and 7200 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, we got wet weather out there, rain and snow showers and into the 40s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake, overcast skies and 38 degrees. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. House Democrats will wrap up a final day of arguments in the Senate impeachment trial. Leading House Manager Adam Schiff talking about President Trump standing next to Russian President Putin, rejecting U.S. intelligence conclusions that Russia interfered in the 2016 election.
It's not just a propaganda coup. It's not just the undermining of our agencies. It's also that the buy-in to that propaganda meant that Ukraine wasn't going to get money to fight the Russians. I mean, that's one hell of a Russian intelligence coup.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham appears to be not the only loyal Trump-supporting Republican to want allegations about the Bidens investigated, though those have been widely debunked.
You're the Vice President of the United States. You're in charge of Ukrainian corruption efforts. And your son winds up getting $3 million from the most corrupt entity in the Ukraine, Burisma. Would you expect people to give you a pass?
That payment was reported to be to another company that Hunter Biden was associated with. Health officials have confirmed a second U.S. case of the virus that originated in China. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, talks about China's decision to lock down some entire Chinese cities.
Historically, when you shut things down, it doesn't necessarily have a major effect. But I think we just need to keep an open mind. It's their decision. Hopefully it'll work.
Wall Street's major indexes closed lower, analysts saying it's over worries about whether the Chinese virus would spread and affect the global economy. Trump administration threatening California with a potential loss of federal health care money because of the state's requirement that insurance plans cover abortions. California showing no signs of complying with the warning. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Utah's legislative session starts Monday, and Representative Karen Kwan is proposing Utah ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. It guarantees legal gender equity for women and men. Those who oppose it say passing it may create legal issues for women's programs or initiatives that already exist. Representative Kwan tells the host of KSL's Mom Show, Lindsay Ertz, that wouldn't happen in Utah.
So in Utah, I actually have a legal memo that was prepared for by University of Utah professors, but it was also looked at by our former Chief Justice, Christine Durham, who gave her opinion on the memo. And she said it was right on. The memo says there's not going to be any legal changes in Utah. So it does become more of a message bill, and that is what I'm looking at. It's a grand gesture for our generations now, but also for our future generations.
Utah recently ranked ranked last for women's equality in the nation. Kwan says Utah's state constitution was founded with equal rights.
I mean, there are quotes back then that say things like Utah is the shining star. You know, we're at the crest of the Rockies, being the crown jewel for women's rights. I mean, we don't hear that kinds of that kind of talk now.
Right.
And wouldn't it be great if we did?
You can hear the full interview on KSL's Mom Show coming up this Sunday at 10 a.m. KSL News Time 419. Emergency Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Retirement Planning for Mountain America Investment Services. Here again, Ricky Meese.
Eastbound I-215 South Belt remains closed due to this crash at 2300 East. We're waiting word to see when it's going to be reopened. We'll let you know as soon as it is open. If you are traveling eastbound on the South Belt, you're going to be forced off at 20th East. Now, southbound I-15, it's a little heavy and slow, filling in between Murray through Midvale. Northbound I-15, we have the accident in Draper just after Bangor Highway on the right shoulder, but no lingering delays. And traffic lights malfunctioning Mountain View Corridor at 5400 South. Michelle?
Well, we have scattered delays. This is on Bangor Highway, both directions approaching the 21st South Freeway, a little more slowing in Taylorsville and Riverton. I-15 into Utah County, pretty good ride in that area. Just a little bit of slowing as you're passing around 2100 North in Lehigh. And we're also still busy if you're up in the Sundance area or Park City area for the Sundance Film Festival, Steve.
And it's a lighter than usual drive so far. If you're on southbound Foothill Drive, actually wide open for the most part, just a few slowdowns by Foothill Village. If you're on northbound 15 from downtown, it is clear too, heading up into a Davis County. Got slowdowns, though, from Kaysville up to Layton. Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Kevin Eubank is with us in studio. Let's check that 7-day forecast, and a very good afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon to you. The weekend is approaching, and we're going to see a couple more storms coming over the next couple of days. Today, the valley rain, a little mix in the snow in the valleys, not nothing accumulating, but on the benches we saw a little snow fall flying through the air in the mountains. How about 4 to 6 inches? Alta's picked up 6 so far. The valley total's pretty light. Logan had only 0.01. Salt Lake's only had about a tenth of an inch. And tonight, the storm will move out. Saturday, partly cloudy and 47. Our next storm will get here Sunday, midday into early afternoon. Valley rain mixing with some snow Sunday night into Monday. Right now, I think we're talking 1 to 2 inches in the Salt Lake Valley that will impact the Monday morning commute. A little in between Monday night, and then another storm gets in here Tuesday afternoon into Wednesday. So this progressive stormy pattern, Grant, just keeps coming. Every couple of days, we get another storm in here.
Yeah, a friend of mine has family coming in to go up to Park City to ski while everybody else is at the Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah.
So great conditions, and it won't be too bad.
Awesome. Every other couple of days, the storm comes through and refreshes up the lifts.
All right, thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Right now, 38 degrees downtown Salt Lake.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Mortgage interest rates are down again, so if you're shopping for a mortgage and your rate is above 3.125%, get a second opinion from Associated Mortgage. Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state, with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage now at 3.125%. 3.125%. Associated Mortgage also has refinancing programs to lower your payment, drop monthly mortgage insurance, and get cash out of your equity. They can get you the best mortgage for your needs with the lowest interest rate and payment without PMI. Call them now, 801-943-1999. That's 801-943-1999. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage for a free, no-obligation mortgage analysis today. 801-943-1999. 3.375% APR based on a 30-year conventional fixed-rate loan, $280,000, OAC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 51389.
Over many years now, I've been telling you how great
great the Kinetico soft water system is. We've had it in two of our homes now. Just couldn't be without it. The very place that I notice the Kinetico difference the most is in our dishwasher. There's just no doubt about it. Instead of buying all of those additives and other things to try to get rid of the spots, how about you get rid of the hard water with the Kinetico soft water system? But you'll notice elsewhere in the home what a difference the Kinetico system will make in the clothes washer. You'll feel it on your skin when you bathe or shower, when you're cleaning your home. Why don't you, like Dee and I did, give the people at Kinetico a call. Put them to work for you. 801-576-8600 is the number to call. You can also go to softwaterutah.com. When they're on the line, be sure to tell them Doug Wright says hi. The number again is 801-576-8600. You will love the Kinetico soft water system.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by your Utah Honda certified vehicles. A new Harvard study finds U.S. workplaces are rife with weight discrimination. The report shows implicit bias against overweight people actually on the rise. KSL Drives. Rivian is gearing up to help build electric trucks for Ford, Lincoln, Amazon, and itself. Amazon has ordered 100,000, and Ford plans to build a luxury truck. Retailers are facing another tough year. More than 1,200 store closures have been announced, and it's only January. Many of those closures involve Macy's, JCPenney, and Pier 1. It was a down day on Wall Street. In fact, it was a down week on Wall Street for the Dow. The Dow gave back 170 points, and they're at 28,989, dropping under 29,000. The S&P 500 lost 30, and the NASDAQ dropped 87 points. Taylor Swift apparently isn't performing at the Grammys as planned this Sunday.
Taylor Swift was supposed to perform the title song from her album Lover at the Grammys, a surprise performance according to Variety, which now says Swift is staying home on Sunday. It's not clear why, whether this is a response to the recent Grammy scandal and firing of its first female CEO who says she was let go after detailing sexual harassment and corruption, or what. Swift is nominated for 3 Grammys this year, but not in the 3 major categories of Song, Record, and Album of the Year. Some felt she was also snubbed last year in the major categories, and Swift hasn't performed at the show since 2016. Jason Athanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
I read the story today that that cushy work at home, that the job you do at home, can lead to social isolation, mental and physical health risk. They've been studying this. The percentage of people classified as lonely increased from 54% in 2018 to 61% in 2019, and that's according to a report commissioned by Cigna Insurance. Loneliness is a growing concern in healthcare because it can compromise both mental and physical health. I want to remind you about our gas card giveaway. You're already driving with KSL, so let us fill up your gas tank. We're awarding $500 in free gas 3 times a day. Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com and register for your chance to earn $500 in free gas, and then all you have to do is listen. It's courtesy of Maverick, Adventure's First Stop, and KSL News Radio. We'll check that I-215 situation with Triple Team Traffic coming up in 2 minutes.